is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
Next, it's time for Holistic Perspective with Yasmin Edwin. Yasmin is an intuitive lightworker who is able to see through the mist and provide clients with clarity and helpful techniques to move forward to a more wonderful life. Let's welcome Yasmin back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole, and all the friends who are tuned in. Thank you for your time. Hopefully, you have all been in good health and have improved your position since the last show by incorporating some of the tips into your routine. If not, let's see if you can take away some gems from today's show and integrate them into your daily schedule and make the necessary improvements. There is always room for growth, no matter who or where you are in life. Are you ready for your upgrade as your best is yet to come? Today's show is called Following the Guidance. So, follow, to move behind someone or something, go somewhere he, she, or it may be going. Guidance, help and advice about how to do something or about how to deal with problems connected with your work, education, or personal relationships. As always, I'll do my utmost to give you some clarity from my perspective, which is rooted from my own personal experiences and various research. All I ask is that you be open-minded and, when convenient, do your own exploration, as your inner spirit may guide you to other areas and techniques which are important to your requirements. Try using various sources to do your research, rather than relying on the mainstream search engines for information. Check with your inner spirit and angels to see if the information being received is accurate for you. Just by saying, am I receiving the information for my highest good? And you will start developing signs signaling you towards different things and a specific direction. And if you feel at peace, then that is what you need to take on board, as that would be the right thing for you to do. And confirmation may not be immediate, but you will get to see the different experiences and avenues, and you will know when you get the right answer. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to the most things in life, and this is because we are all unique. Even individuals from the same gene pool do not share the same dietary, spiritual, academic, religious, political interests. Always stay true to yourself, as life is too short to be a people pleaser, and suppressing our needs and desires can sometimes have an adverse effect on our mind, body, and spirit. When talking to various people, I feel as if I need to point this out to them, because sometimes people are too busy doing things for others or trying to fit in with whatever they may call or consider the norm or the right thing to do. And in turn, they may be hurting inside and getting upset. But on the outside, they could be looking at everybody and everybody's looking at them as if they've got everything perfect. And there's a total discord. Before starting on the full session, let us begin with our usual grounding and protecting exercises. The main purpose of this exercise, the grounding part also known as earthing process, could help you to keep yourself present and focused, reducing any anxiety during the session or in general, but on the whole can help to alleviate many other health issues. Different people will feel different sensations and benefits. The more you do them, the better your own senses will become, and you will be able to build the layers up stronger and stronger. And over time, you will understand how your body is responding to the different things you are experiencing and why. This is going to be a gradual process, and over time you will become an expert at sensing warning signs or special messages, invoking various protection practices, spontaneously. If you feel as if I'm going too slow or too fast, feel free to go at your own speed. Don't worry about missing anything, because your subconscious will receive all that it needs throughout the whole session. So, get comfortable. Today's format is going to be slightly different, but you can pick and choose which parts you take on board. If you want to try something different, then I suggest standing upright, like the Vitruvian Man, whose artwork is contributed to both Leonardo and his friend Giacomo. Either way, a great pose to try whilst carrying out grounding and protecting. So standing straight, spread your legs and arms out, arms shoulder length, a bit like a star, and see how different this is for you. If it's your first time of trying this, you may get a little bit tired around the arms and shoulders. I feel the energies myself moving around more strongly in this pose, and my palms are usually facing upwards. Alternatively, you can continue sitting comfortably, if possible in a seated position, feet on the ground with the spine straight, not tense but relaxed. Posture comfortable, hands in receiving mode, palms facing upwards, or however you feel comfortable. Whichever one of these poses you adopt, you will receive the energies and benefits that you need. Close your eyes and look into either the third eye area, which is the center of your forehead, or with your eyes closed, look into the backs of the eyelids. Now keep your eyes closed throughout the exercise, as this cuts out distractions and helps with sensing the various energies surrounding you, assisting in your concentration. And if you cannot feel anything, don't worry, as your pure intention and energy surrounding you will be working in the background for your highest good. Now take three slow, deep breaths, inhaling through the nose, deep into the belly. Hold it as long as it is comfortable, approximately 5 seconds. And then when you're ready, exhale through the mouth. Repeat. Breathe in through the nose, into the belly, hold. Exhale through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose, deep into the belly, hold. Exhale through the mouth. Now visualize a bright light traveling down from heaven. It's penetrating your aura, your head, filling it full of its healing, grounding, protective energy, cleansing you and the aura, moving down your neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, pelvic, legs, down to your feet, filling every bit of your body full of this bright light which is nourishing you. Now visualize the healing energy light coming out of your pelvic area and feet, traveling down into the ground through the layers. This could be in the form of poles, roots, whatever comes to mind, whatever you're visualizing. And the energy is traveling down through the various layers, ground, earth, going deeper and deeper into the layers of dirt, earth, water, stones until this healing energy light reaches the center of the earth. This is the center of the earth for you. It could be anything that you want it to be. It could be a specific color, water, a desert, garden, mountains, rocks, crystals, fire. Just remember, this is your personal space. This is your center of the earth. And if you have been practicing for a while, you may realize that the center of the earth can change. So what is the center of the earth for you today? Don't overanalyze this, as this experience is unique for you. Allow your healing energy, light, to travel all around the center of the earth with ease and flow. Are you seeing anything? Can you see anyone else? Just let this energy enjoy itself and soak up what Mother Earth is giving it. How comfortable are you with the energies? Now the energies are full of this light and healing from Mother Earth. And it's time for this energy to come back up from the center of the earth, traveling back through the various layers of the earth, the stones, the water, and dirt. The roots or poles, whatever you visioned, are going up to your feet, your legs, into your pelvic, hips, torso, shoulders, arms, hands, the neck, filling your head, coming out of the top of the head like a fountain. Take note of the color of this energy that's coming out. Now you can put on your armor, starting with the belt of truth around your waist, placing the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet filled with the gospel of peace, holding onto the shield of faith, wearing a helmet of salvation, and holding onto the sword of the Spirit. Now put a bubble around you and thank God, Creator of the universe, the higher power, for this grounding and protection received, and to assist you with the rest of this session. Now you can wiggle your toes, your fingers. Welcome back. As always, you can do this at any time you like. I always suggest doing it in the morning, and that way you're setting yourself up for the rest of the day. And the morning could be whatever time your morning is. In other words, whatever time you start your day. Try this daily for a week and see how you feel. Keep a diary of the things which may happen differently around you and your reactions to them, or other people's reactions towards you. Read through the diary. Are you receiving the same images and feelings and messages? How are you behaving? How are you receiving other people's behaviours? And what does this mean? Keeping a record is important as that is a way of measuring the key changes and will help to provide you with first-hand, tried and tested methods of knowing whether or not something is actually shifting for you. If you want to, you could introduce a cloak of invisibility. This is something that I have been practicing on myself and with some of the people that I work with, and it has been received quite well. You could just visualize putting a cloak on and saying, "Thank you, God, creator of the universe, higher power, whichever your preference is, for this cloak of invisibility, which keeps my thoughts, words, and actions from the past, present, and future, hidden from the forces of darkness. My thoughts, words, and actions are only visible to those who are of the higher vibrations and work for a higher purpose." Now, let us delve into the topic of following guidance. We seek guidance in a number of aspects to meet our needs. This is on the natural and also supernatural basis. Guidance of seeking someone where a certain product may be stocked on the supermarket shelf, or seeking directions for a specific location we may be going to. People also speak to the universe for guidance of whether we should be making a certain decision, such as having a relationship, a baby, changing jobs, etc. But today's format is based around a question and answer session I posed on some people, especially for this show. I'm hoping to have a more interactive format for the show in the new year, where I may have people participating in the show with me. So, one of the questions was, how do I get guidance? This is really interesting. In order to receive, sometimes you get guidance without having actually asked for the guidance. It's that small, still voice within you that's telling you to do something or say something, and you haven't actually asked. So, it's similar to that. Some of you may be aware of it. In order to receive the guidance, you have to know what it is that you're asking for. So this is an intentional setting, an intention of what it is that you need guidance with or for. If for whatever reason you are vague about your requirements, you will probably receive vague responses and be none the wiser. Being specific is rather underrated in most cases. The importance has to be recognized and ties in with a lot of the other spiritual and natural teachings. If you don't ask, you don't get. Before embarking on any kind of guidance, figure out what the objective is. Always ask for guidance, which is for your highest good. This way, you are eliminating anything of lower vibrations and frequencies, and you're setting the stage. Asking. We're not always very good at asking. Children are very, very good at asking. So just watch the way they ask for things. You know, there's so much detail, there's so much going on in their little minds. And they just ask. And they believe that they will receive it as well. So it's not just about asking, it's about having the faith and believing that you will receive the guidance that you need at the perfect divine time. And you will know exactly what needs to be done. How do you be specific? Well, only you know what you want. Are you looking to move home, get a new job, get married? What is it that you need guidance with? Be specific and write a list of the qualities you are looking for in the home, the neighborhood, the distance from other locations dear to you. What is it that you need in this home? I don't particularly encourage people to ask for the exact home or exact person as a partner, unless you've done your due diligence, of course, as there can be pitfalls. For instance, you may have set your heart on a specific home. You know the street number, you know the street, etc. Or you know someone that you've had a crush on or been in a relationship with them and are asking for guidance can become counterproductive because you could be blocking in messages coming through because you're fixated with a specific result. Or you could end up getting the things that you have been wanting and they may not be the right things for you. That's why if you're just asking very specifically, but still leaving it open for the universe to provide you with the perfect home, the perfect job, the perfect partner, then you will receive the best, highest possible outcomes for your situation. It's always risky making a list, but just think of it as a list of gifts from Santa, for instance, or a shopping list, or a wish list. If it's not on there, then you may not be able to receive it, but if you have it written out clearly and you speak about it clearly, then you're more likely to receive the guidance. How can I recognize the guidance I'm being pulled towards to is good or bad? This is a hard question. And I would say it's very important to say that guidance has to come with a disclaimer, just like other businesses, whether it's for goods or services. Unfortunately, I don't think things are always black and white. I'm sure plenty of people will disagree. Guidance is not always something that's going to give you the answers you are looking for straight away. Sometimes it does. Or you may not always be seeking the answers in the right format. And this is why it's important to be open and receptive. Sometimes you will receive snippets of information and you have to build a bigger picture. Research that I've carried out, experiences and my understanding have led me to believe that guidance from the higher realms is never going to tell you to do anything which is harmful to either yourself or another, whether it be human, animal, plant, or any inanimate object. And that's important because sometimes people believe that they are hearing the voice of God or angels or the higher powers, and it often gets them to do something that's quite harmful to either an individual or has catastrophic consequences. When you do hear from these people, they usually say they heard this voice, which is why it's important to question the voice or the messages coming through to ensure, are they from the higher power? And are they for my highest good? And that's why I also like to acknowledge and give thanks to creators of the universe, whoever, however you see this person or spirit or being. Because there are lower vibrations and you don't want to start receiving messages from them and acting out on what they may be encouraging you to do. And again, different people will have different viewpoints, and that's absolutely fine. But for me personally, I like to make people aware of the light and the dark, and we need to be able to decipher between the two. You may be very, very lucky that you never have to deal with anything from the dark side, or maybe highly in tune and don't have to worry about such things. But a lot of people need a lot of training. And it doesn't matter how experienced you are. Fears and doubts can get in the way. And it's nothing to be afraid of. And it takes a lot of courage to question messages coming through and signs being given. So when you do ask, do it in confidence. If it's from the higher power, they will confirm it. You may feel a little anxious moving forward, but I don't believe this is a long-lasting effect. And the more you communicate with the higher powers, the more accustomed you will become to the signs and directions. The guidance will become your best friend. And you know, it's always there for you, even though you may not always see this guidance. Like a best friend, you know your friend's always going to be there, even if they're 100 miles away. All you have to do is usually pick up a phone or send a message in some way. And the more you speak to this guidance and ask the questions, the clearer the responses will become. And always remember, the key is you will be at peace with the connection you build. And not fearful, but always have faith in the process. If it is bad energy, you will be uneasy and probably carry fear around you. And fear will come over and take over any goodness, and you will become anxious and depressed. Some people that I do work with, they usually have some form of fear taking over. And it starts off with something so small, and then it just snowballs. How do I receive this divine guidance? Well, this is the fun part. If you're open and receptive, you will not always or possibly may never receive an audible response, but you will receive guidance from a variety of sources. And I always think how you receive this will be down to the way you are open and receptive. So let's say, for instance, you do dream a lot. So what you could do is set the intention before you go to sleep one day and see what comes through your dreams. Have a notepad ready so that you can write it down. Because sometimes when you wake up, these messages, they just go so quickly. Sometimes it will be through your friends. They'll say something or want to do something. Sometimes it could be family members, again, saying or doing stuff with you, giving you those little reminders. Sometimes it could be a total stranger who is sent to give you this message just to confirm whatever it is that you need to hear or know. Think about the times where somebody just turned up out of the blue, said or did something for you, and it may have had a ripple effect. It could be through TV, radio, films, songs, lyrics, themes, the messages. Something would resonate with you through these avenues. You must get the picture. The universe will catch your attention. There's no way of missing the signs if you're open and receptive. The universe will connect with you in the way it knows how to connect with you, because it knows how you will recognize the messages. If you're someone who's listening to the radio intentionally or as background music, you will start hearing something to do with the question you are seeking guidance about. Or you may be watching something on a specific platform and see the messages coming through the program, the film, or even the advertisements. The best advice I can give you is to stay open and receptive in receiving the information, because it will come, and it will come in so many different shapes. And if you're very closed off and are you thinking about getting your message in a particular way, you may end up missing it the first time around. Is there a right way or a wrong way to receive guidance? Well, in my opinion, I don't believe there is a right or wrong way. There's a whole load of interesting ways in receiving guidance from the higher powers, as listed earlier. It could be in any manner. Always say thank you for the guidance that is being sent to me for my highest good. And once you get it, thank you for providing me for the guidance for my highest good to the creator of the universe or whatever you want to address this higher power with. This way you're assuring yourself that only messages of light and divine good are coming through and being accepted by you. How do I follow my inner guidance? Well, again, possibilities are endless. The main thing is you start to do as you are being guided. This does take baby steps. And again, having the faith, knowing that you're doing what's supposed to be getting done. And you're actually listening to the small, still voice from within, the knowingness telling you to do something. Are you brave enough to actually do it? It's okay wanting to have the guidance, but how many of us get the guidance and then we don't actually follow it because we let our natural instincts get in the way of our supernatural because we feel as if we know better than what's being sent towards us? These messages may not always make sense, but again, it's about being open and receptive and knowing that you're in safe hands if you were to follow this guidance. Do we want change? Yes. Most people would say, yes, we do want this, we do want that. But how many of us actually follow through with the guidance when it comes through? I had a recent experience. I was driving home from somewhere, and I knew a certain road was closed. And I thought, I know, I'm going to take a shortcut. Even though I kept getting told to stay on the road I am, I thought, no, I know this shortcut. It's going to work out absolutely fine. I did two turns, and then I knew it immediately. I thought, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't have done that, because that added another almost half an hour to my journey. Had I stayed where I was, it would have been much shorter. And again, whilst I was sitting there in that traffic, watching everybody stuck behind each other, nobody willing to give way because everybody had the same idea, it made me realise that I should have listened. And again, I was sitting there thinking, why did I not do that? And that's a very good question. Why do we not listen? And I thought to myself, I should know better. But clearly, at that split second, I thought, I'm going to turn on this road because I know it's going to be fine. And it wasn't. Again, it was just my human nature coming in because I thought, I know what I'm doing. I know these roads inside and out. But I clearly didn't. And it's okay. Because there was no major catastrophe, thank God. It was just a delay. There are loads of examples where people have heard this inner voice and they've had to wake up and go and check on a child, for instance, and realise that the child may have been choking. Or they've been woken up by what they say was an audible voice telling them to get up and get out, and then realise that there was a fire taking place in another part of the building. Or that they had to go somewhere and found somebody who was injured and been able to call the emergency services. There are lots and lots of examples. I'm sure you've had your own over the years where you've heard a voice or seen a sign and you've either followed through with it or you haven't. lot of the time it is fear and doubt which stops us from moving forward in certain directions. And it's always the same, just knowing that, yep, could have been different had we done things differently. But again, it's not about reprimanding anybody, it's just about recognising how these things happen. Good ways of connecting with the guidance. Having faith in the process is important. Another one is, if you do pray, use prayer as an avenue, whether it's on your own or with another person. It's always good to do group prayers. And in group sessions, the guidance could come through somebody else for you. Meditations are great. And again, set the intention before you start the meditation. What is the guidance that you are searching for? Be specific. Automatic writing. I like to practice this after a meditation. So as soon as I come out of meditation, I've usually got my pen and paper or pencils ready, and you can start drawing, scribbling, or actually start writing. You may start doodling at first, and then the words will come later, or you may be thinking, oops, I think I'm making this up myself. Just go with the flow. Just carry on and see where it takes you, because the guidance will be coming through. And again, the doubts coming through are your sort of human side, stopping you from connecting with the higher powers or interpreting all the messages coming through. And again, the more you do this, the more you'll become comfortable and you'll be able to see through the various different scribbles, the words, the doodles, and hone in to the messages that you need to. Another interesting one could be decluttering. So once you've cleared away stuff that you don't need, it's almost like clearing your mind space, if you're clearing your physical space. And that can also sometimes clear the way for messages coming through. Spend time listening. We spend a lot of time talking, whether it's to the higher power or our colleagues, our friends, family. We don't spend a lot of time listening. So take stock and do a bit of self-evaluation. How much time are you spending talking, complaining, asking? And how much time are you spending listening in stillness? It should be at least twice as much as you do talking or conversing about a subject. And a good reason for that would be is because you have two ears and one mouth. Another way you can enhance your connection with the inner guidance or any sort of guidance would be to join a psychic circle or a group where people get together and they use their psychic abilities or learn how to use the psychic abilities or sixth senses. Depending on where you live, they may be called different things. But a lot of these you could go to in person or you can find them online. Become more introspective. Evaluate your thoughts and your feelings. What direction are they sending you towards? What are they trying to tell you? And how does it make you feel? It's always interesting to know what these feelings are. Is there a reason for them to keep coming up? Are you being pushed in a specific direction? If so, is there a reason for that? Is there a deeper meaning, or is it just something that you need to deal with? Affirmations, also a great way of connecting. You could always start it off as, I am so happy and grateful for receiving divine guidance and messages accurately for all my desires, all my needs, all my wants, or you can specify what for. Listen to your intuitive feelings, because they are coming through to you in a specific reason, a specific way. You are in control of most of your thoughts. I say most because sometimes we can let other things get in the way. Your angels, however, want you to know that you're always receiving divine messages. This could be on a conscious as well as subconscious level. You may be sensing these emotionally. Your body is very, very powerful. So watch out for any sort of subtle energies or feelings, because your body is a great radar for these. Trust your feelings and try and act upon the guidance without delay. Asking the angels to help you if you're okay talking to angels. Sense your body. Have you got any sort of tension anywhere? Is your body reacting to anything in particular when it's around certain people or in certain places? Ask the angels for help with the situation. And always learn to clear yourself from negative energies. This could be asking Archangel Michael to cut the cords, for instance, or vacuuming away your fears. Stay grounded and protect yourself. You could use any of the exercises that we started off with. And those of you who have been listening may think this is how we start off all the time. But the importance of the grounding and protecting exercise, I cannot emphasize enough. Because the more you do it, the more and more stronger you will become in different ways. And that's where the guidance comes in. Because you'll be much more grounded in yourself. And you'll be able to know and decipher between the higher powers and how they're coming through. So I have got a few affirmations that you could try. You could try doing these whilst you're doing a chakra balancing exercise, for instance, or a meditation. So you've got your root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart, throat, your brow, and crown chakras. They're all there working together for you. So you could try saying, I trust in the goodness of life, whilst dealing with the root chakra. Moving on to the sacral chakra, you could say, I am at peace. Solar plexus, I choose the best for myself. In the heart, I forgive myself. And it's important to be able to forgive. It's not about forgiving other people. Sometimes by forgiving yourself, you're opening the gateway to love. I express myself creatively through speech, writing, or art. So as well as receiving the guidance, it's allowing you to express yourself in different ways. And the brow chakra, there's quite a few for that I've got. You could say, I am in touch with my inner guidance and listening to my deepest wisdom with accuracy. I am wise, intuitive, and connected with my inner guidance, who's always there to support me and nurture my spirit, listening to the wisdom, trusting my intuition. By being connected to the wisdom of the universe. Then your crown chakra, I am part of the divine, honoring the divine within me, cherishing my spirit, seeking experiences that nourish me, listening to the wisdom of the universe, and trusting my intuition. I am safe. You can try these affirmations. I go within and connect with that part of myself that guides me for my highest good at all times. I trust my inner guidance. I am willingly listening to that still small voice within and do as I'm instructed to do. My happy thoughts make room for clarity. Pay attention to your ideas, as they are messages of true divine guidance sent in answer to your prayers. The crown chakra may need a bit more meditation. But again, these are the things that you will be drawn to. I didn't discuss which colours, which chakras are, because I want you to take the opportunity to get used to your own chakras. You may set the intention of wanting to find certain things when you're doing specific meditations, but don't be hung up on what colour anything is in particular. Just be open, receptive to whatever comes through, and then do the research that you need to associate with that. And you will start seeing patterns. I always say to people, you already know the answers, because the answers, I believe, are within us. We carry our truth. We just don't always trust our knowing or take the appropriate action, because sometimes we don't want to be responsible. We want somebody else to tell us. And that way, if things don't always work out, we can say, well, it wasn't me. It's the advice I followed from somebody else. But you need to honour yourself. You need to honour the guidance that you're receiving and know that everything coming through is for a higher purpose from the highest. The universe will send you more and more additional support if it sees you taking the small steps. And the crown chakra is very important, as it does tap into the universe's collective wisdom. If you dismiss your inner thoughts as wishful thinking, then you won't receive more information. It's quite simple as that. So your downloading process will become void and null. Watch out for those daydreams. Write things down, because they could lead to wonderful inventions, wonderful ideas, or just clear the path for something bigger and greater. You'll be amazed. As soon as you start connecting, you set your intention, you will see that things are shifting for you in so many different ways. Don't wait until the new year. Start now. Let this be your own self-investment. That's the best investment you can have. Before we go into December, start looking forward to Christmas. Start looking at yourself and thinking and believing that you are more than what you can see, more than what you can feel, and that you have a great future ahead of you. And this doesn't have to be in monetary terms at all, or all about the law of attraction where you become rich. Riches come in different shapes and forms, but we need peace and harmony to live a happy life. Archangel Uriel, is a great angel for clearing away any imbalances with the crown chakra. Ask for Archangel Uriel to help to boost your belief and faith in the ideas that come to you, and help with responsibly following through with the divine guidance. Sometimes our blockages come from past life related issues. If there's a certain pattern that's holding you back, or it's repeating itself, see if there is something there. You can make your own oracle cards, or you can purchase some specific ones to do with life, past life, or you can get a reading done. Just depends what you're guided to. There are so many solutions out there. Successes that will come from objective compromising and thinking. Self-control and patience. You will come across challenges, and following guidance does not come without its challenges. It has many. And sometimes we will not get what we want straight away. And does that mean you got the guidance wrong? Not necessarily. Sometimes the guidance takes us through a different route, and this is to build us up, I believe. It's to build our character up, because sometimes we need to grow in strength in so many different ways. And without certain knockbacks, we won't receive certain experiences. Without certain knockbacks, we may never have the opportunity to walk through other doors. People are very, very busy looking at successes, which is great. But we need to be able to embrace the unsuccessful experiences and know that these are things you can learn from and not be swayed by them. Failure isn't failure until you've refused to get up, in my opinion, and so many other sort of commentators. True failure is when you just give up and throw in the towel. But anything else is a learning process, and that's what we are. We're always learning. I did something recently, a new project I've embarked on, and I've been having trouble trying to get the right sort of printers involved for that specific item. I've got the image, beautiful image of angels. I wanted it on a mug and a coaster, but the image wasn't working right. And all of a sudden, I came across something totally different, a new product for the merchandise I hadn't even thought of. But again, I believe it was something that I was guided towards. So hopefully, next month, I may have some more information for you. I hope you enjoyed today's session, and I do hope and pray that you take away and really apply some of the information that I've given you. Because if you want to move on to a new level and build on your own strengths, then this is the best way. If you want me to discuss a specific topic for next month, feel free to get in touch. As always, take care, God bless. If you need to reach me, you can do that at Yasmin, Yasmin, at holisticperspective.co.uk. Take care. Until we meet again. Goodbye.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
Next up, open line. We're going to have to reset the board. If you're on the board, dial back in. See you in here.